Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
A much different morning than what yesterday was. We got some snow, got quite a bit of snow.
I saw it's everywhere.
In a very short period of time.
Yeah.
For a couple of hours yesterday. It was pretty atrocious on many of the roads. It was one of these things where I think the morning commute for the most part was okay, right? And then it was somewhere between 10 and like 1 o'clock was hell. I mean, we had so many people out there who are like, I saw so many fender benders. It was one of those things with a lot of snow and it was like icy.
Yesterday, I had worked a longer day. So I'm like, I'm going to leave early. My wife said, she's like, you should leave early.
Right.
I said, yeah, I'm going to stick it to the man. I didn't say that. Right. And the only place I almost got into an accident is my own stupid fault. I wanted to have my hands free. Set up in case I had to make a phone call or something. I don't want anything to distract me. So I get on 315 and I realize it didn't connect like I thought it did.
Right.
So I'm like, let me just quickly, mistake right there.
Right.
Pull over to the side. I almost spun around trying to do the right thing. And then after that, I was, for the most part, I was fine. Someone was driving like a cargo van.
Yeah.
Right off of, right, trying to get on 81 by our building here. And they had spun around. I don't even know how they did it. They were completely turned around in like a ditch. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. And then going home, it took me off my exit down. It's downhill. It took me a good 10 minutes to go about 500 feet.
Right.
I just
gotta go slow,
real slow, but I made it.
Mm-hmm.
I made it.
But you have a Subaru.
Yeah.
Did you put it into the snow mode?
I didn't know there was a snow mode, but there are downshifting options, and I did that.
Right.
And at one point, I felt foolish because it's manual, yet I was in two, and it's like, nope, you're going three. I'm like, I guess you're making the decisions here.
You're making the decisions for me.
You will automatically make the manual decisions for me. But it was
lunchtime, I went out, and I thought, before I get on 81, I'm going to, well, 315 is always a mess in this weather. And I thought, I'll just give it a little drive and see. It was so bad. I could just see everybody was skidding. There was no control because it was so icy. It was very icy. So I just went to the Wendy's and got myself a salad and came back and chowed down and hung out for a little while. And then by 2 o'clock, everything was okay.
What kind of salad? I'm fact checking here.
Apple pecan.
All right. Checks out.
There you go. It was just a mess.
The day before, we were talking about in preparation. I was, I don't know, I think I mentioned this yesterday. I was ranting about people who drive like idiots. And I said, one of the scariest things that can happen is if you're going a little bit slower and someone zips by you and kicks up like the wave
of.
Oh, the
mess, yeah.
That happened to me. I got passed on 81 yesterday by a semi.
Oh, yeah, that's happened.
Going real. Like, I was probably going about 40-ish, 45 maybe. This thing blew by me, and all of a sudden, I like to use this as a comparison. It looked like Skloosh at Knoebels. A wave hit me, whack, like a bat, And then it was like thick and it stuck to the windows.
Right.
I couldn't see.
Oh, that's awful.
It was worse than I could have imagined. And I'm like, I'm trying to roll my window down enough to loosen
it
but not so much that it all falls into my lap.
Right.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, we made it through a lot of accidents out there.
Yeah, there were. So hopefully everyone's okay. That's a good example of sometimes if you have the ability of just hunkering down somewhere and waiting for it to pass. Because for 2 hours, for me, it was better to just stay off the road. So what are you going to do? Anyway, sunny and breezy today and a high of 35 degrees. All right. So we get a lot of things we'll talk about today. Boy, this Penn State football coach search has become just a real mess. I think that even makes it sound better than it is. And Penn State has had more time than any other coach to do a search, and they took a big swing and they got a miss yesterday. And today is signing day. Is it not today through Friday?
Yes, we are coachless, though, so those press conferences will be quite lonely.
It's shocking, I guess, is the word some are using. The fact that we have been the one who has been there the longest looking. And I guess for me, what I'm surprised by was what seemed to me by someone who didn't follow what would be the right way to do the negotiation, right? Yeah. You've got an athletic director who went to talk to their top target. And they've been talking for a month or so. We're talking Kalani Sitake from BYU. A guy who loves BYU, is everything BYU. I mean, embodies that school and everything. Right. You'd have to know that his connection there is very deep. And you walked away after that final meeting, like the day prior to all this hitting the fan, with only a verbal agreement and a handshake. Now, even if that were the case, you should have a deadline. You know, once all this came out, I know a lot of people go, oh, the rearview mirror, whatever. But in a case like that, you can't allow yourself to look like you're standing there like a fool holding the bag. So all I'm saying is when it all started to hit the fan, it should have been, we need a signature by such and such time. And then you have plan B, because it would have been better if the news was out that they made an offer, but they also had another offer ready to go. So, okay. So by Monday, while all this is going on, by noon, if we don't have a signature, we're on to plan B.
Yeah.
But instead, they allowed this thing to have time to fester, to get their support, to get the money, to get everyone behind him. And God love him, you know, but I don't think he intended it for it to be a leverage play, the Sitake, but you'd have to know how hard it would be to pry him away from there. And you'd have to know that they'd at least give it a fight.
Yeah. Look, I mean, this whole thing, and again, sometimes these stories, there's so much gossip and information that hits you. It's like it leaves me feeling concussed. How did this come out? Did Penn State confirm it? Were they just confronted? Because is it possible the coach at BYU, did he possibly put this out there as if like, oh yeah, yeah. I mean, look, I'm not making a comment on that story that you obviously found out about.
People were also, there are Penn State people blaming some podcaster for opening their mouths. There are people who are saying this is why it was so tight-lipped. But I don't know who put it out there.
And that's the thing. I don't know if it's fair to blame.
The amount of money that was the disparate number between what he was getting paid and what Penn State was willing to pay was a lot. And they probably felt comfortable that, oh, they'll never be able to match that. But they did. And I mean, first of all, I'd just like to say for the BYU people who seem like very nice people, you go on social media, sometimes like the Ole Miss and the LSU, it was bitter and ugly, you know, fans yelling like through that whole process. the BYU fans, even the Penn State fans, they were all, for the most part, pretty kind about this. You know, like, hey, what's going on? Seems like a good guy. But the thing is, I just don't understand why they didn't have the plan B, which is the ripcord, right? Look, the BYU team who has rallied around Satake, that's a really cool thing to see, like the love for a coach that someone has. However, I would like to say, why the disrespect for so long for him? I'm paying him so little money. Like, in some way, I wonder if a part of him would be like, it took all of this, and I'm sure he seems like a good guy, and his word is usually his bond. I'm sure he feels terrible about what he did to Penn State. I really do. I think he's the kind of guy who'd be like, I feel terrible that I made a promise and I didn't deliver.
I hate to go with this route, but I relate to this guy, and I think, like him, I'm also a good guy. And I've been, I think here's the thing. I think when you go into these situations, you are completely at a disadvantage when you are trying to negotiate your new deal, when they know you have history. You've publicly said it's your dream job.
Right.
I think he said before he never wanted to leave. You walk into negotiations where they know you don't want to go anywhere.
Right.
Why would they throw that? Because they like, it's like a friendship thing. It's like going up to your friend who you know has financial problems and going, I need more money from
right,
you. Like,
right. And that is why they should have known this wasn't going to be easy.
Yeah.
And again, I think the one thing that was on Penn State's side, and the one thing that I think still for Kelani Sitake is, can I at BYU get to the national championship and win? Only because of the conference they're in. And look, they're even quite like right now, will they make it to the NCAA college football playoffs? They got to beat this team this weekend. I think it's Texas Tech, which is number five.
Yeah.
They're like number 10 or 11. So the one thing Penn State did have was an ability to play on a larger scale in the sense of, more likely, if you've got a great team, you go 11-1, you're going to be in the college football playoffs more likely in the Big Ten than where they're at right now.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing they had on their side, but they should have known and they should have said, listen, you don't have it. We don't have a signature. If we don't have a signature, we don't have an offer.
No, correct. And when he may have went in intending to tell BYU.
He told them he was leaving.
Yeah. And then they go, have you signed the deal yet?
Right.
And that's what they would have to do.
And I'm sure the fact that he didn't sign the deal should have been a tip to you that he wasn't yet comfortable.
Yeah. So you're saying there's a chance. That's all it was.
Right.
And here we are.
So here we are. So now.
Well, here they are. We have nothing yet.
We have nothing.
Unless we want to become BYU fans. They are playing Texas Tech.
I am a BYU fan. I'm a fan of this guy. I think he's great. I have to say, it seemed like for the most part, following this on social media, they seem like very kind, hearted people. I'm all for BYU. I think it's great. I'd just like to know what the hell is the athletic director thinking. You should have already had number two in mind and ready to pull the trigger on that.
But what if we're
don't
already
have a signature by such and such time? Offer two is out.
That's a great plan, but I think we're at like number five or six or seven or eight.
No, they should have a two right now.
And at this point, a backup to the backup. That's the thing. Look, if you went back even like 3 weeks ago and go back and look at articles from 3 weeks ago, there'll be eight names of coaches that Penn State could target.
But they didn't want them all.
But these are people who wrote articles going, look, I know what's going on. These are the names Penn State should target.
Right.
And there was a lot of them. They're all gone.
There's still Hartline. Chesney, there's a question. Did he sign with UCLA or did he just verbally agree? But I don't think he's going back on that one either.
No, I don't know much about
the
guy who's
going to UCLA,
right?
Because he's the one that's from Coltersport, which is in Pennsylvania. He had connections here. Would have made the most sense. People are now talking about, obviously, Terry Smith. Is this going to be a Terry Smith deal right now?
Yeah.
Is it going to be a Brian Hartline, the offensive coordinator over at Ohio State? That's the other question. Also, people are talking about Jeff Brohm, Louisville head coach. Others say He is very much a Louisville guy. So we may have the same issue where it's used as a leverage pay to get more money.
I think they have two possible outcomes that lead to people being okay. Like, there's only two ways I think Penn State leaves and fans go, awesome. One, steal from a rival, Brian Hartline.
Right.
You get the guy from the biggest rival you have right now, the best team in the country. That's a huge win.
Right.
Or you find a way to bring in a name that makes people go, oh my God, did they really do that? Mm-hmm. And that comes with controversy, whether they try to reopen negotiations with like an Urban Meyer who said he doesn't want it.
Right.
You bring in like a big crazy name, like a John Gruden.
You need someone who can bring in some, like the name will bring in some people to sign and recruit. Just terrible.
We have to get to traffic and stuff, but we'll talk about this. I've been watching some of these. I'll call them the pod bros of college sports because I don't know if this is their job or I don't know if they're just hanging out. There was one guy doing some flight tracker stuff. Maybe it's what you watched.
Yeah, that's what they've been doing.
Did you hear the latest of
Texas?
No.
Okay. Okay. We won't say. No, tell me when we come back.
But they piece this together like a sports detective story, they have it figured out. If they're right, that's amazing.
We've been talking about the swing and a miss and a lot of consternation over this football coaching vacancy at Penn State. So there was a big, big try to get Kelani Sitake over from BYU. They had a plan. They've been talking for weeks. They had a plan of bringing other coaches, bringing players. And BYU really rallied, I guess, some major donors stepped forward to help out. Finally, their coach will be paid what he should be paid.
In cookies.
He was paid $3 million, which is one of the smallest amounts. Look, for all that they want to say, and it sounds like they do love him. Boy, did they disrespect him for a couple of years.
I think it was on purpose, though. I feel like it might have just been like,
sorry, it's bad. It's bad.
He may have felt disrespected, but I don't know if they were like, screw this guy. Let's see how cheap we can get him.
No, I mean, I think they took something for granted. Let's put it that way.
I think that's probably,
And he deserved more. Yeah. And I'm glad for him. It sounds like, this is the job he's always wanted. I'm shocked that the athletic director didn't manage this better. And you should have known this was going to be a very touchy, which is why it was under wraps for so long. But did he hold out so much for the big get that he let a lot of really good people
Go
elsewhere?
Now there's not much more than a big get.
Still more.
A hire at this point would be a get. Really?
No, I don't think that's true. I mean, let's be honest.
I'm kidding, of course. But if they were to come out, like they're going to have to open their checkbooks. Maybe for somebody who's not worth that money.
Well, we're probably going to have to pay a bit more because they now know that they were offering, 10 to 11 million for this guy. So anybody else who comes along and they go under that, they may be insulted.
One thing I was thinking about was, love him or hate him at this point, James Franklin, generally people like James Franklin. Maybe he was a little bit too much about James Franklin than he was Penn State. I've heard those rumors. But even though this season was a bleep show.
It was terrible.
It was horrible. He has a good history with the team. He had a good winning record. Now, that being said, would you want to go into a place that goes, perfection is all we'll accept? Or
that's not true.
I don't know.
I don't think so. The people who are going, why would you want to go there? This guy did this and you let him go just because, you were one win away last year to the... The difference is we're not the type of people, I say we as a fan, we let people go. I think Franklin went beyond what a lot of people wanted to do. 12 years is a long time as a coach at any place. Just look around at the other places. There's not a lot of stayed there as long as James Franklin stayed. So, look, he didn't have his heart in it. I blame him also. Look, it was bad enough, the performance of the team. When he was asked after the Northwestern loss, I guess that was the last game, right? Do you want to coach this team? He didn't fight for anything.
You were very perceptive in that moment. I remember thinking, why are you harping on this? But that seems to be a big talking point now.
He did not seem like you fight for it. Talk about it. Now, having said that, I do believe he deserved to be fired. I don't think firing him in the middle of the season was the right decision.
Did it make
you could have kept the recruiting going. You could have kept things going. And at the end of the season, made the change. He's already stolen half of your people, if not more.
That was one argument I heard yesterday, and we're late for news, but they said James Franklin didn't say Penn State is the place you need to be. He was recruiting people saying James Franklin is the coach you need to play for.
Right.
And that's why it's not so much stealing.
It was more of a selfish kind of thing, but that's it was good for
saying.
The team.
They're saying like one of the reasons that these players are leaving is because they were connected to James Franklin, not Penn State.
Penn State.
And that was a big problem. And apparently they were expecting all these players to leave.
Right.
But they feel like they could fix it with the right coach. Problem is we don't have the coach.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I gotta tell you, you know what I'm jealous of right now, Nancy?
What?
Children. Children.
Children?
They still have bodies that can handle sledding.
Oh.
The last time I went sledding was like 7-8 years ago.
Okay.
And I thought I was going to die. I never did it again.
Did you try to sled or?
Oh, yeah, I did. And I felt like it's like a rhyme. I tried to sled and I felt dead. Like I just was like.
the next day.
The jumps I strived for as a child happened by accident.
Yeah.
I think. I don't even know if I got off the ground, but it felt like my spine broke. My hip.
Right.
It was horrible. But I saw there were some kids on the news and they were like, it was so good. They're like, why do you like coming out? And you'd think a kid would be like, it's fun. But the kid was like, when the conditions are right, this is quite an enjoyable time. And I was like, who are you? Who are you? Who
That's
wrote that for you?
That's all we used to do.
But the way he spoke was just like, you know, I got to tell you, very few things in this world give me so much joy than sledding down a snowy hill.
You do know
safety
that.
First, kids.
Like, as you get older,
these
things get harder. I remember being in my late 20s. Sitting on a swing at the swing set near my house because I grew up next to a school. And I remember going on it just because I was hanging out with the dog or whatever. And I was like, I feel like, you know how you get the butterflies in your stomach just on a swing. Yeah. Like when I was a kid, we used to swing. You do all those things like the motions I used to. Nothing fazed me. You know, and all of a sudden I was late 20s as you get older. Now, the other day I was on my hands and knees in the bathroom scrubbing. The next day I'm like having pains everywhere. And it's like, wow.
It is wild. The swing thing. As soon as you brought the swing up, it's so true. Because as a kid, we would try to jump off for distance, like we were Carl Lewis. That's around the time. Yeah. Now, get on a swing, and it's like I need like a Dramamine.
It's very
like motion sickness was like cars and roller coasters, maybe.
Right.
Now it's swings, walking, maybe a picnic with a lot of people on my left and right. I got to turn my head a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this doesn't feel good.
No. All right. Anyway.
Getting old sucks. Back to you guys.
I am looking at a story that says we may be in for the polar vortex. You know, if we had Snedeker on, he'd be freaking out about this.
It's just a name. Would he be angry about it? Or would he be
I don't know if he'd be angry about it. But I just saw where, here's the headline. December may bring some of Earth's most extreme cold to northeastern U.S., including Pennsylvania.
Great.
So again, it's called the polar vortex. The low pressure buildup of cold air swirling around the polar regions of the Earth. As it expands in the winter, it can send cold air south. USA Today reports some early forecasts say that polar vortex could send some of that extreme cold here. Models have projected the most expansive region of most likely extreme cold on Earth stretches from the Canadian Plains to the U.S. East Coast in the third week of December, 2 weeks from now. Wow. Monthly temperature outlook from the National Weather Service seems to agree. So we might be in for dropping temperatures soon after we just saw a snowstorm coming through.
Here's very thick sarcasm. And it's just in time for PPL, which just put into place, what is it, 3.7% electricity cost increases that started 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So it's getting colder. Deal with it or pay more.
So it looks like it's going to stay cold and get colder as we go. AccuWeather says another cold blast likely next week and a third the week after that. So after yesterday, a couple things I learned. Find my snow brush and put it in the car. I went to work without it yesterday.
I had to borrow someone.
So stupid. Secondly, have yourself some boots in the car. If you're not wearing them, get the warm coat or a blanket in there just in case. And it's because it's going to be cold. And when we get back, we've got some of you checking in on our discussion about James Franklin. You know, he was fired mid-season. Penn State has been taking forever to get a coach. Today is signing day. I think, today through Friday?
Yeah. I'll announce my commitment later.
Penn State's amount of commits, was I wrong when I saw four?
I don't know. Yeah,
I saw four.
There's so many bigger problems. I'm not even worried about it.
Know,
but yeah, today is signing day.
I mean, we do have money.
Yeah.
Right, to get some people. But the coaching search seems to... have hit some kind, well, obviously it hit a snag with BYU, but I'm just shocked there wasn't a plan for the backup. All right, I hate these stories when you hear about places that have been around for quite some time in the area and they close their doors. This is a longtime meat shop in Northeast PA, Lackawanna County in the Abingtons. It's Travato's Meat Market. Is going to close. Last day of business is this Friday.
No.
Yeah, this is in a post on Facebook that they put out yesterday. It's the increasing challenges, a changing economy. They have obviously the grocery, the competition from the large grocery chains as well. The owner wrote, despite my best efforts and the incredible support I have received from so many customers, friends, family, staff, and the community as a whole, I can no longer continue to keep Travato's open. Now, the current owner has had this Glenburn Township shop for about 8 years, but it has been around for about 100 years. They have beef, pork, veal, lamb, poultry, seafood, deli, lots of dairy items, produce. They've also got, you know, ready-made sandwiches, Speedies, just really good stuff. I used to go there all the time. All the time. But he expressed gratitude to those who have stopped by over the years. I used to go there because I used to, when my kids were in, preschool, it wasn't far from there. So I would, it would be a part of my route a couple times a week. But look, it's been there a long time.
pretty sure Johnny Lucas can verify. They were a Kielbasa Fest.
He has gotten his kielbasa there before. We were talking about this before the show.
I feel like I met the people from over there before. Yeah. Very nice.
Yes.
That's like such a dying business model, which was like the meat shop, the butcher shop.
I loved it. You go in, they could cut it the way that you wanted. You could buy huge, you know, boxes of steaks and meats and good stuff.
I mean, I grew up in Jersey, so different places, but as a kid, probably the first time I ever did something unintentionally because I thought it was cool was putting a pencil behind my ear like the butcher. And like, you don't see that anymore.
No.
The sawdust on the floor. Like, I'm not saying they had that either, but that sucks to see these places go.
I know. It's really sad. Yeah. Makes me sad.
It was an art form. It really was a specialty art form, and almost like how modern, like mom and pop pharmacists knew their clients. Hey, my mom did a lot of things I think are nuts in retrospect. And at the time, but she knew where to go to get good quality cuts of beef.
It's so true. And there's not many places like that anymore. It's because, you know, obviously a lot of people just go to the grocery store. So again, if you missed the beginning of this discussion, Trovato's Meat Market in the Abingtons or Glenburn Township, to be specific, closing this Friday. So only open for a few more days this week, and then it's gone, and it's been there for like 100 years. That's crazy. Hey, I want to mention something that is going on here at WILK. Bob Cordaro is going to have a book signing event with a couple of pretty cool authors here at WILK. This is going on Thursday, December 11th. Now, you obviously, many of you, if you've listened to the show, you may have heard Matt Birkbeck on. Yep. The books that he has written include The Quiet Dawn, The Life We Chose, The Wicked, and many more. Also, Chris Finazzo, the book Reflections of a Town Driver. So what's going to happen is there will be a Q&A hosted by Bob Cordaro and a meet and greet with the authors. You can also buy one of their books, get it autographed. Nice. It is free to attend. It's here at WILK. We have a really cool studio. And you can, we're not talking where we're at. We have a whole other like sit down
ours
studio.
Ours is adequate.
It's nice. No, this is nice. Yeah, but we have a nice, a pretty good sized studio.
Like a performance space for events like this.
Right. And again, we would like you to register to attend, though. That's really important. Seats are limited. And this is going on. You have to RSVP by the 10th at noon, but just go to WILKnewsradio.com. And if you click on events right there, you'll see it. It says book signing event at WILK featuring authors Matt Birkbeck and Chris Finazzo.
Well, how much will this cost me, Nancy?
Said it's free.
Well, it's free.
I've only said
all
it three
right.
times. So it's
free. Yeah,
just make
double
sure
down on that.
Sign up. Okay, sign up. And it'll be really cool to see you guys. I mean, a bunch of us will be there as well. So it's always cool to hang out with the listeners as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is an interesting story. We still we don't have any extensions on the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. No. Obamacare, right? But there is a debate going on whether to continue those subsidies. I thought I saw a story yesterday that Dan Muser was quoted as a possible person supporting an extension. So we'll continue to watch this because this is a real big deal. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, this affects people, no matter their politics. And we're talking a huge increase for people. There's a story in the news which talks about just how important health insurance is to people.
Yes.
When they're looking for a job. Health insurance ranks as the top factor which influences your career moves. 53% say it is their primary consideration for job changes. Even 60% of workers who have employer provided coverage say their current plan does not adequately meet their needs. Half report having health conditions or concerns. 41% feel trapped in their careers because of benefit limitations. And 52% are prioritizing jobs that offer superior health benefits over personal interests. Think of how many people are in a job just to get the health care. And for employers who are looking for quality people, this would be a real good thing. It shows that when it comes to making a career jump or a change, that is a huge factor for people. There's a security to feeling like, look, if something goes wrong, I don't want to have to sit there and go, can I afford the test to find out what it is?
Sure.
So, again, I think many people have coverage, but can they afford if right. something goes wrong? Because we've seen more and more, you have to pay a percentage for certain imaging or lab tests. You also have these deductibles and copays and maximum, amounts. It's crazy. It's a tough thing for people. And when you look at other countries that have these, basic universal coverage plans, they have less mortality rates than we have here in the United States because they don't put off testing that is important to be able to find something early and get something done.
I will say something interesting I noticed, and I don't know if you've noticed this or other people you guys listening have noticed. People who have been like, no subsidies, get out and work and pay for your own health care. Have you seen anyone? I just saw this recently. Somebody who had been doing that come out and talk about how, I guess, but they didn't say, but I connected the dots clearly. They didn't understand they were getting subsidies. They were taking part in the subsidies, and without them, they're screwed.
Yeah.
So they were fighting back against the word subsidies and government. But they were benefiting and now they're not and they're screwed.
Look, there's a lot of people who have no clue what happens because by the grace of whatever, if you want to say God or someone else or something else, they don't have a serious health condition. But as soon as one hits, it is eye-opening how much it can drastically affect your financial situation.
And the new health issue is going to be the heart attack when you see your premiums.
This is true.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.